The economic recession, which began in 2008, was clearly reflected in the decline in Sitka's cruise ship passenger numbers. That year, according to data presented to the chamber by Fred Reeder, Sitka hit an all-time high of almost 290,000 passengers, over one quarter of the million or more who cruise to Alaska every summer. By 2014, however, passenger traffic was down to only 90,000. To many, that may sound like a lot, but not in an industry that depends on volume to support a range of shore-based businesses.
You get down to 90,000, no tour operator can survive. The fact that some did survive is a testament to their fortitude.
Reeder said that Sitka had 170,000 cruise passengers last year, will have 160,000 passengers this year, and 225,000 passengers next year. The swings are not due to economic trends, but to the repositioning of some ships and the replacement of others. Worldwide, over 27 million people will cruise this year, and they'll be cruising on ever larger ships. Where they sail almost doesn't matter. Cruising is changing.
Here's the Norwegian Bliss. I thought you might be like this one. It's like 18 decks high, and it's got a go-kart track on the back. You can rent the cars, and I don't know, they charge you $20 for five trips, or I don't know what they charge, but, and then you can see the water slides. The ships are becoming part a destination. They also, with bigger ships, the infrastructure in the ports has got to change, because the ships are not going to get smaller.
Reeder said that Alaska would benefit from regional planning to ensure optimum itineraries for some of these newer ships. The typical cruise involves three ports of call, possibly a fourth if they can. But you can't park a 5,000-passenger ship just anywhere.
Some ports have limited infrastructure and are not able to accommodate larger vessels. That would be like Sitka. We can take larger vessels, but we can only take really one at a time at a dock. The rest have to anchor. Well, if you've got 5,000 people on board, you are not tendering. Not going to happen. It was one thing when the ships were at 1,200 passengers, they could do that. They get up there at 2,000, 2,500. Why bother? People are stacked up in the stairways for hours trying to get off. Just doesn't work. So that's that we need as a community to come to that realization that doesn't work anymore. Not if you want this industry.
Reeder, who has formerly served as mayor and school board president, was clearly frustrated that Sitka never mustered the political will to build a public cruise dock downtown. But he couldn't be happier with the success of the private dock built by the McGraws at Old Sitka. Reeder explained how it's changed his work as a shore agent when the Windstar arrives for the first time on May 24th.
Because we have a dock now, finally, we'll be loading two 40-foot containers of frozen and produce on board that vessel right here in Sitka. It's being shipped in on AML, and they'll spot the vans down in the morning. Got a crew to load the ship. Those are jobs. That's how you grow this economy.
Reeder argued that increasing Sitka's cruise ship capacity would create more of these types of jobs, generate substantial tax revenue, and change the paradigm that Sitka has been stuck in for the last 20 years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.